long time in the making, but it's finally here.
UCM the B.
Hey, Mules and Jennies fans, this is Sports Page, the weekly show where we dig into University of Central Missouri athletics. Each week, I visit with members of UCM Athletics and get to know the people involved in your school's top-notch athletic program. We also go over some Mules and Jennies news to find out more about your favorite teams. I'm your host, Roman Pfister, and I'm proud to present the top athletic program in the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association and one of the best programs in all of NCAA Division II athletics. This week, I'm meeting with Adam Bohotch, UCM's new men's basketball head coach, to learn more about the new man on campus who's going to be leading your Mules basketball team. Don't go anywhere. It's time for Sports Page. All right, Mules and Jennies fans, it's time to meet our new men's basketball head coach, Adam Bohotch. Coach, thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Coach Bohotch comes to Central Missouri after 15 seasons as head coach of the men's basketball program at Southern Nazarene University, a private Division II school in Bethany, Oklahoma, competing in the Great American Conference. During his time with the Crimson Storm, Coach Bohotch compiled a record of 312-146, four GAC regular season championships, and two GAC conference championships. He also led SNU to four appearances in the NCAA regional tournament, since SNU became a full-time member of the NCAA. Coach Bohotch has also been named the GAC's Coach of the Year four times since Southern Nazarene joined the conference. He was also with the Crimson Storm while they still played in the NAIA and led them to three national championship appearances from 2009 to 2012. Before being Southern Nazarene's head coach, Coach Bohotch was one of their assistant coaches. All of that after his time at Nebraska, where he was a player, earning a spot on the Big 12 honor roll five times. And that's not even all on his resume. But I've gone on this monologue long enough. Let's hear from the man himself. Now, Coach, I'm sure you've been asked this question a lot, but what made you decide to come coach the Mules here at UCM?
Yeah, that's a great question. Boy, it's just a national brand, and so it had always, the University of Central Missouri had always been, on your mind or in your vision, just being a coach and being a coach in this central region, familiar with the program from a distance, and when the opportunity presented itself and kind of the more you got to know about this place and the special people that are here, it just seemed like a great fit and something my family and I were really excited to chase after.
That really is something that athletics has always tried to do, is try to be a bigger brand. Now, the season is a little ways out, but can you tell us a little bit about your plans for the team? What adjustments are you making now that you're in a new conference?
Yeah, the MIAA is such a strong conference in basketball, particularly. I think you could make a very strong case. It's the very best conference in the country in men's basketball. And so excited to be a part of that, excited to see what that means in going to play in some of these venues on the road. Excited for just all that has to offer. But really looking forward to the season. We have 11 new guys, and we're blending those with four returners. And so, mostly an entirely new staff and an entirely new team. And so there's been a lot of new this fall, a lot of getting to know each other. A lot of days it feels like a couple steps forward and maybe a step back or two. But been really excited and hopeful for how hard the guys are working and how things have gone so far this fall.
So you bring up the 11 new players that you've brought onto UCM this year. Could you explain your involvement in bringing those 11 men to this team when you yourself are new to Central Missouri?
Yeah, that's a great question. It was a total team effort to get 11 guys. And when you say team, it's outside of just our staff. We have a tremendous staff. Our associate head coach, Ryan Mahoney, came with me from Southern Nazarene University, so we have a history of working together, and Coach Mahoney is terrific. He leads our recruiting efforts. And then Coach James Hayes came from Moberly College, where he was the associate head coach last season on a really, really good team at Moberly Junior College. Coach Hayes is kind of familiar with the area and is a Sedalia native, so he brings a little bit of local flavor to our staff. But those guys led our recruiting efforts, but to bring 11 new guys when you have a new staff, it's a complete community effort. And so, you know, all the folks on campus, especially the folks in athletics, from compliance to other coaches on staff in different sports, all help to familiarize us with not only the processes at UCM, and but just the strengths and what to sell and what to highlight when student athletes were coming to campus. And so it was a total team effort to bring 11 new players. And we're excited about kind of the strengths that each of the 11 possess individually, as well as, you know, the potential that each of them have to impact our program as mules.
Now, you mentioned that the staff is just about all new, and you mentioned that Ryan Mahoney, you brought Ryan Mahoney with you, and, of course, James Hayes. He has experience in the MIAA with Lincoln University. How have all three of you been meshing since you joined the Mules basketball program?
Yeah, you know, I think we have a really strong staff. You know, and I failed to mention, you know, we returned our graduate assistant, Trevor Matthews, and he has made the transition very seamless and smooth as possible for Coach Mahoney and I. Coach Matthews was here and knows all things UCM and has assisted in lots of different ways. But, you know, I think one of the strengths of our staff is our unity, if you will, or, you know, the amount of time Coach Mahoney and I have been together, and then as quickly as Coach Hayes and Coach Matthews have fit right in.
Now, you're mentioning the relationships you've built in the basketball realm. What kind of relationships have you built since you arrived in March with other people in athletics or other coaches of other sports?
Yeah, it's really neat. You know, you get here in April, basically, and baseball's in full swing, baseball, softball. But, you know, really enjoyed watching the baseball team through the spring and capture another MIAA title, and could really sense and witness up close just the championship culture that they have. And now that we're here into the fall with volleyball in first place in the MIAA, women's soccer in first place in the MIAA, football off to just an absolute terrific start, you know, it's really easy to see the strong coaches and strong programs that are here. And so it's fun to be a part of a department that has such outstanding coaches and get to learn from them and watch them do their thing kind of day in and day out.
Now, judging by the track record of the players you've coached, you seem to attract players that are not only good on the court but also in the classroom. 3 GAC Elite Scholars, 8 Daktronics Scholar Athletes, 17 Conference All-Academic Awards members. You yourself were a 5-time Big 12 Commissioner's Honor Roll recipient. What makes you so dedicated to making sure that your athletes have excellence in academics as well as basketball?
We've had some really good student athletes over the years, and those awards are individual awards. Those are things that those guys earned academically. You know, oftentimes any basketball awards, all-conference, player of the year, all-American, while those definitely have an individual element to it, it takes an entire team, I think, to win those basketball awards. The academic awards are more individualized, in my opinion. It's somebody committing time and effort and energy to really doing well academically, and that's important to us. I think those things go hand in hand with you know, reaching your God-given potential as a player, reaching your God-given potential as a student, as a teammate. And all those things are equally important to us.
So it all goes back to being a balanced individual then?
Yeah, for sure. I think guys, you know, the saying, you know, how you do anything is how you do everything. Boy, I think that's true. And you look at a guy's academics and you can learn a lot about him.
So being that you're in a new place after 15 years coaching SNU, did you have an idea of the difficulties that you would face, or were you surprised by the circumstances once you got here?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll tell you, you get maybe a little bit comfortable, certainly comfortable in the environment, being in the same place for 15 years where the processes, the day-to-day piece of the job. You don't have it mastered, but you're certainly comfortable with it, very familiar with it. And so while I expected new that things would be different, that's been very different and a little bit of a surprise, and all in a good way. It's been refreshing and challenging, but just learning new processes and how everything kind of works at the University of Central Missouri and in our athletic department, has certainly been new.
During your time at Southern Nazarene, you served as head coach through a transition period from the NAIA to the NCAA. What were the main differences you noticed going from one to the next? What were some of the learning curves?
Yeah, that's a great question. We had an interesting tenure there. Although I was there for 15 years, I feel like it was three different jobs because when we took the job there, we were in the NAIA and were a part of that for 4 years. And then we had 2 years where we were in no man's land as you make application to join Division II. The NAIA doesn't claim you any longer, and Division II doesn't claim you. And so you're literally lost out there. And so that felt like a different job for a couple of years. And then the last several, we've been a full-fledged member. Southern Nazarene was as Division II and in the Central Region in the Great American Conference. And so 15 years at one place, but definitely felt like three different jobs. Division II is much more competitive, a higher level of basketball, just bigger programs that have committed more resource and, to success than maybe what you found top to bottom in the NAIA.
Now, you have almost two decades of coaching experience at this point in your career. You started out with Southern Nazarene, but you took a detour to act as an assistant coach at West Point. What were the lessons from that experience that you carried with you when you went back to Southern Nazarene?
Yeah, the United States Military Academy at West Point is just a special, special place. So privileged to have gotten to be there. Tremendous honor to have coached there. It was awesome being underneath an outstanding head coach in Jim Cruz, who has had lots and lots of success in the game of basketball through his career. And so all those things factored together to make it special. Went there with a plan of being there for a while. Never thought I'd just be there 1 year. But the opportunity to be a head coach, was just ultimately too difficult to pass up. I was engaged to be married to my wife, Christy, and she was from Oklahoma. So the opportunity to leave West Point and go back and start our family and our life together in Oklahoma, it just all made too much sense. So cherished my time at West Point. Wish it was longer, but learned a bunch and am thankful for that stop on my journey.
We'll take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll continue hearing from Adam Bohotch. Stay tuned. You're listening to Sports Page on UCM The Beat.
We can stop to make sure someone is okay.
Get in the way and disrupt the situation.
Notify an authority.
Or walk them home safely.
We can change the language around rape.
We can make campuses safer for our teammates, our friends, and our classmates.
We cannot be bystanders.
Taking action isn't always easy, but it's on us.
To intervene.
Because we can.
Learn more and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Welcome back to Sports Page, everybody. Today I'm joined by Adam Bohotch, our new head men's basketball coach. So, Coach, now that you're here at UCM, you'll be seeing a lot more of Northwest Missouri State, a team that has become a new rival to the Mules. But your SNU team did manage to beat them last year in the NCAA regional tournament on their home court, during a season that many predicted they would return to the national championship. What aspects of that game plan are you wanting to implement into the Mules, and how are the players going to have to execute that in order to be successful?
Yeah, it's interesting. Being a part of the Central Region at Southern Nazarene, kind of our joining Division II there coincided with Northwest Missouri's, historic run that they've had over the last several seasons of being, in my opinion, the best basketball program in Division II. And so we kind of knew that in order to do anything in the Central Region, you were going to have to find a way to beat them and they often host the regional because of their outstanding seasons and successes. And so it was probably going to happen on their floor. We're really excited to have that opportunity again. They had knocked us out. We had a very good team a few years prior, and they had beaten us in that same game. We're thrilled for the guys last year that were able to be a part of that and were able to win that game and advance to the regional championship.
Well, you coached at SNU. The team had 159 conference wins, making your team the best in the conference. Add all of that with the awards and honors your team has earned. Does that stick with you or influence you?
You know, I think, we're certainly proud of those successes. You learn a lot just through the years and over the years of about coaching and about people. But ultimately, you know, good teams are good because you have really, really good players. And then those really, really good players are good teammates. You have a chance to have a championship caliber team, and you do that enough, and now you're a championship caliber program. And so, I think we were able to do that a little bit over the years at Southern Nazarene, and so now the challenge is, and the fun part is starting to recruit and build some of those championship habits, and so we can chase after championships here.
So we've already talked about the lessons you learned while you were at West Point, but you were also a player for Nebraska, a Big 12 school, which is arguably the best D1 conference for basketball. How did Coach Barry Collier influence you in your coaching career?
Yeah, and we got to use the word player really, really, really loosely, because I did about what you and I are doing here in the studio. I sat on that chair a whole bunch. But it was a tremendous 4 years of experience being a Cornhusker and being a part of Coach Barry Collier's program, a first-class individual. Coach Collier is now the director of athletics at Butler University, and so he's had a storied career as a coach and now just a really, really good career as an administrator. There wasn't a better guy to learn from in terms of how to operate a program and run a program than what I got to witness and experience firsthand for 4 years, you know, playing for Coach Collier. And so, didn't know where the path would lead, obviously, at that time. But looking back, there couldn't have been a better experience to prepare someone who wanted to get into coaching than to be a part of a program led by Coach Collier.
And how about when you served as an assistant coach at SNU under Mike Broughton?
Yeah, so Coach Broughton is Indiana Basketball Hall of Famer. And has just outstanding record as a coach in the state of Indiana. And Coach Broughton was a big part of our staffs at Nebraska. And so then the opportunity to learn under him and work for him at Southern Nazarene was something that really, you know, helped kickstart my coaching career. And Coach Broughton really lets his staff coach and lets them work and recruit and. So that was the perfect guy to be under as a young assistant to start a career. And so Coach Broughton's had a tremendous influence on me. He's helped me get back to SNU as the head coach and helped me get to West Point with Coach Cruz. And so I owe a lot to Coach Broughton and still stay in good contact with him. And he's a big part of all of our teams with just his insight and encouragement and backing we've had from him over the years.
Now, 15 years of being a head coach is bound to teach you something. What have you learned on your own throughout that decade and a half that has shaped the way in which you coach now?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. I think you're just constantly learning. But again, I think all of the lessons just point back to it's about the players and about the people. The guys are what make it fun. The guys are what allow you to have good teams and good seasons. I just cherish the relationships with the former players over 15 years and now with our current team of building relationships with these guys so we can chase after championships together.
Now, I learned that you also coached Athletics First AAU, a team which had future NBA star Blake Griffin. How does it feel knowing that you had a part in coaching a player who has made a big name for himself?
Yeah, I mean, I had nothing to do with Blake being who he is, but we had an outstanding program, you know, Athletes First. Now, you know, Blake has his own AAU program called Team Griffin, which is, you know, one of the better AAU outfits out of the Oklahoma City area. But we had some good guys on that team. Blake's the headliner being a number one pick, but there were lots of NBA guys that were on those teams. So that was a bunch of fun when I first got to Oklahoma City, and a good way to kind of get entrenched in the basketball culture down there and meet lots of different people.
Now, we've gotten to know you as a coach, but I think our audience would like to know a little bit more about the man. You graduated from Nebraska with a bachelor's degree in finance and later a master's from SNU in business and administration. What made you go down the path of finance?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I didn't really know what to do in college and took some business classes, and that seemed, you know, interesting. And like a lot of young people, I just kind of took the next class, and you look up in 4 years and you have a degree, and it's kind of like, now what? What do I do? And had a couple different internships through college with a brokerage firm and some insurance stuff, and you know, those things were interesting and fun, but boy, it just felt like there was going to be a big hole without being a part of a team. And so ultimately chose to get into coaching just to continue to be a part of a team and continue to be in athletics. And now you look back and the last several years have gone really quickly, and it made a kind of a career out of it.
Now, as I understand, your wife is a former member of Southern Nazarene's women's basketball program, making quite an impact while she was there, and you have four children together as well. Is it fair to say that you're a basketball family?
Yeah, and you know, my wife's the much better player of the two. She had an outstanding career and, you know, was a very good player, and been so blessed to be married for 15 years and, you know, four wonderful kids, and the support that she provides and running the household and being a coach's wife isn't probably the easiest job, and she handles all that with so much grace and class and is awesome at it. And so definitely a team effort, and she leads the charge in our house.
Now, I asked this question to Coach Josh Lamberson last week. What aspects of parenting do you take to coaching, or vice versa?
That's a great question. I think being a parent has made me a way better coach. It's just so much easier to understand the level of concern, the level of care that you want as a parent when you hand your kid off to somebody, right? And so, you know, I totally get how parents are concerned with their kids after becoming a parent myself. And so I think it's made me a better coach. I certainly hope so. You know, I try to love on our guys better and harder now, and think I have since becoming a parent.
All right. Well, it's becoming a little bit of a staple on this show. Some parenting advice from Adam Bohatch there. Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Good luck to you and the Mules this season.
Awesome. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you.
That was UCM's new men's head basketball coach, Adam Bohatch. Up next, we'll catch up on some Mules and Jenny's news. You're listening to Sports Page on UCM The Beat.
From court to court and lane to lane, under the lights or under the sun, no one delivers Division II sports like NCAA.com. The center of D2 is inside the NCAA.com hub, with exclusive highlights of every sport and live broadcasts of every Division II championship. Found nowhere else. Make NCAA.com yours. The home of Division II college sports.
Did you know that the University of Central Missouri has been leading innovation for nearly 150 years? With more accreditations and more qualified faculty members, our commitment to academic success is unparalleled. And we make sure every student receives the support they need to graduate on time and with less debt. So whatever opportunity you're looking for, make your impact sooner at UCM, with campuses located in Warrensburg, Lee's Summit, and online. Find out more about UCM and the power of opportunity in action at ucmo.edu.